You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hi, this is Chip, and this is 2MTL 189 for the 6th of February, talking about Torchwood Miracle Day. The buzz for Miracle Day is definitely building. There are tweets coming from official sources all over the place and set reporters stalking the, well, sets at Cardiff. And we've got a good idea of where the story is going at this point. Now, this should be a spoiler-safe podcast unless you really, really want to be a blank slate. But anyway, the premise, as widely reported, is nobody dies. And there's going to be a lot of difficult and challenging drama to follow that, but also we've been promised some humor as well. This is definitely following the Children of Earth template, which completely changed the show. Not just because Children of Earth was just very, very grim. So grim that it's hard to remember that Torchwood began as a show with Gwen infiltrating the hub by delivering pizzas and a random pterodactyl was flying overhead. It was hard for some fans who adored the crackfic nature of Series 1 and 2, but Torchwood actually did find its voice in Children of Earth. It can never go back to being a Monster of the Week story, which actually makes me a little nervous. It will be a 10-part good story or a 10-part bad story, depending entirely on the execution. The possibility also exists that the status quo will change just as dramatically as it did for Children of Earth. And if so, you might ask if there really is such a thing as Torchwood anymore, or if it's just a name and a bit of backstory given to facilitate telling a new gritty sci-fi story on Earth each year. Similarly, Russell T. Davies may not stay with Torchwood forever. He's talked about the show having the potential to continue, but also that he may be ready, finally, to return to shows about kitchen table conversations. And I've wondered if he's grooming a successor. Writer-producer Jane Espenson is contributing a number of episodes, and not that other writers and producers out there aren't capable, but this is a situation where he could be handing her the baton. If Torchwood does continue, with reimagined miniseries every year, then for the name to mean anything, I think there's got to be continuity of some sort between the stories and behind the scenes. On balance, though, the fact that I am nervous about Miracle Day, the fact that there is great potential for the story to go one way or another, I think is a good thing for the future of Torchwood. It's not an ongoing churn-em-out 7 years Star Trek Next Generation franchise. It really is the opportunity for bold storytelling. And that, more than anything else, is what we have come to expect after Torchwood Children of Earth. I'm ready for Miracle Day. And that was the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, number 189. Thanks for listening. You can find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes. Please leave a review and follow me on Twitter or Facebook. Look for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord.